Hello, my name is Emma Link. I am an agronomy research specialist at North Dakota State University out of Williston, North Dakota. And today I'm going to talk to you about the growth and yield of soybean biotechnology varieties under semi-arid no-till conditions. So here's an outline of my presentation. I'm going to talk about the motivation first and then the objective of this study, followed by some history and background, as well as previous literature, materials and methods, results and discussion, and then finally future development. So the motivation for this study, soybean acreage in western North Dakota has been steadily increasing. Our climate is semi-arid with less than 330 millimeters of rain a year. And North Dakota producers are primarily using herbicide-resistant biotechnology varieties. According to the USDA, 95% of the varieties planted are using herbicide-resistant technology. So let's talk about the most popular herbicide-resistant variety, the Roundup Ready soybean. As we all know, the RR1 patents have expired, which allows producers to save harvested RR1 seed for planting. Now, North Dakota producers in particular have a unique opportunity to save a RR1 variety through NDSU with minimum regulatory hassles and reduced seed costs. So that kind of goes into the objective of this study, which is to determine the potential advantage of RR1, Roundup Ready, over two other biotechnology varieties under semi-arid no-till conditions. So the explanation of all the biotechnology varieties used in this study are as follows. The Roundup Ready RR1, which is glyphosate tolerant, and I will mention all of the maturities on these varieties were 0.9. Next we have the Genuity Roundup Ready 2 yield, also glyphosate tolerant, but with a potential yield advantage more 3, 4, and 5 bean pods. And lastly, the Roundup Ready 2 extend, or RR2X, which is both glyphosate and dicamba tolerant and is built upon the RR2Y technology. So to divulge a little bit more into the history of the Roundup Ready varieties, they were first introduced in 1996, and one hypothesis I found is that the ease and decreased price associated with weed control for these varieties outweighed the economic loss from lower yields. RR2Y, the Genuity Roundup Ready 2 yield varieties were introduced in 2008. Excuse me. And since they've been replacing RR1 in the market. So the motivation for this study really boils down to the fact that you can save RR1 seed and whether or not that's advantageous for North Dakota producers. It's a multidimensional issue. As I discussed, patents have expired, but varieties are still protected under plant variety protection, thus requiring farmers to request a license to save seed for an RR1 variety. And not all RR1 varieties are available to save seed. And those that are, again, require that seed saving license. So our question is, you know, to save seed or not to save seed, and what sort of conditions, or excuse me, considerations should we make when making that decision? And that boils down to basically the question, is the quality and cost of your saved seed that versus the quality and cost of your commercial seed? So I'll go into that in a little bit more depth. You know, keeping in mind that right away every bushel of saved seed is not being sold as grain. There are potential added costs for saving seed. There's potentially extra time and effort at harvest needed to make sure that the seed is handled gently. Cost of storing seeds, specifically seed cleaning, getting seed treated if that's desired, the cost of time in dealing with saved seed, and also potential lost opportunity costs. You know, your time and income could have been invested in something else that could have returned a higher profit. So that's kind of the the cost side of things, but then you also have to think about yield potential of the varieties. The saved seed possibly could be lower in germination or vigor, or it may have become mixed. Or it's possible that it's an older variety with older genetics, so it may have older yields, lower yields. And lastly, the meeting of legal restrictions. So in addition to your per unit price, you're also paying that license to save the seed. You know, when I was first making this slide, these kind of seemed like a lot of disadvantages, but I don't view them as that. I just view them as important considerations or things to keep in mind when you're deciding. And research is not supporting that it is a disadvantage. So with that, I'll talk about the advantages. You know, there's no technology fees, just that licensure fee to save seed. A lot of studies have found lower overall costs, even considering grain price. And lastly, there's that peace of mind and knowledge of knowing how that specific variety performs on your farm. So there was a study done in 2016 out of University of Nebraska, Ag Research Development Center. And what they looked at is they compared three RR1 varieties and three RR2Y varieties with different maturity classifications over a three-year period. And they evaluated production costs. Specifically, they looked at seed costs, and that included purchasing commercial and saved RR1 seed, which included grain price at harvest plus the cost of conditioning the seed. They also considered into production costs herbicide, fuel, labor, and machinery costs. And then they also included in production costs the cost to save seed, which I went over a little bit before, but seed storage equipment, cleaning, quality testing, labor, clean out, transportation, that sort of thing. In addition to the production costs, they also looked at net return, which they calculated as the difference between gross return and production costs. And what they found is that under Western maize belt conditions with similar soil and environmental conditions to those in this study, saving RR1 seed for succeeding years should be a viable alternative for soybean producers. Saved RR1 seed on average provided an additional $26.61 per acre in net returns over commercial RR2Y in this study. So to talk more in depth about this specific study that I'm talking about today, our design in Williston with six replications, RCBD design, and the treatments were the biotechnology varieties. Again, those were an RR1 variety, an RR2Y variety, and an RR2X. And again, our objective was to determine the potential advantage of the RR1 variety over the two other biotechnology varieties in semi-arid no-till conditions. We took imagery data throughout the growing season. We took NDVI, canopy temperature, and RGB photo. As far as growth components, we looked at plant height and above ground biomass. And from the yield side, quadrats were used to sample the following yield components: total number of plants, a total number of secondary branches per plant, pods per plant, grain number per plant, yield per square meter, and 1,000 kernel weight. We ran statistical analysis through PROC GLIMIX and adjusted using the Tukey test. This study was planted on May 18, 2017 and harvested on October 6th. And table one here illustrates that plant height and above ground biomass were not significantly different between varieties. Table two here illustrates that yield components, including the stand, secondary branch number, number of pods per plant, number of grain per plant, yield per square meter, and 1,000 kernel weight were not significantly different between varieties. So although there were no significant differences among growth and yield components, this can be viewed as a positive for North Dakota producers, as again they have a unique opportunity to save an NDSU RR1 variety with minimum regulatory hassles and reduced seed costs. So next I'll talk about the future developments of the study. So it is important to mention that drought conditions were experienced throughout the early part of the growing season in Williston and throughout most of North Dakota this year. But we ended up getting 125.5 millimeters in the mid to late reproductive growth stages. So it was a real savior for this study. We plan to repeat in 2018 with an economic analysis. The literature cited. If anyone has any questions.
Got time for questions.
Yes.
In the technology, your three different technologies, did you manage each one of those crops with this current technology, or did you treat everything the same?
We treated everything the same.
Okay, yep. What's the advantage then? Okay, if you had a problem, say that, say resistant weeds, which may not be a problem in your area in North Dakota, but in the South where we have a big issue with resistant pigweed, and everything else.
Absolutely.
The benefit of the technology is often not, and not really show up in the yield per se, because the technology is used in growing that crop.
Right.
So it's kind of comparing apples and oranges there. But in your situation, evidently you didn't have the situation where the advantages to say that they've seen the dicamba, for example.
Right. Right.
You may not have had the situation where that became a component. How do you feel that that affects the potential down the road in your further evaluations?
I feel that very much so, that it could, depending on the situation. But specifically in this study, we're just looking at the advantage of the RR1 variety, so we didn't take that in consideration, but it is definitely something that further down the road is a very important consideration and something to look at and do further research on. Yeah.
I mean, all three of your things you could use Roundup on, right?
Yes, yep, they're all glyphosate tolerant, yep, yep. It's just the third one, that's the dicamba, yep, which has a whole slew of issues on it. As yeah, so,
yeah.
Yep, yep. Yep, right, exactly. So, yes, but thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thanks.
Thank you.